Episode 165.
All I could think about is feeding my family. I had one daughter then, and thinking, how are we going to do this? And I tell you, I've never looked back since. It's been, we've never had a problem. We've always paid our bills and good techs, and it's been great ever since.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world, Carm Capriotto here. Welcome to episode 165 of the Remarkable Results Radio podcast. My guest today is Mark Goldsmith from Mark's Independent Service and is heard not only on my website, but through subscription services like Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, Spreaker, and Stitcher Radio. The episode is made possible through the sponsorship of Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards Loyalty Program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Let me give you a reason to visit the podcast website. Primarily, you would want to read the show notes on every guest. There are additional pictures and additional bio information, and if my guest references a book or other sites of interest, I would post it in the show notes. It's easy to find, for example, the show notes on Mark Goldsmith. He is episode 165, so just key in this URL, remarkableresults.biz/E165, and presto, you are there. Now get ready to hear from Mark Goldsmith from Mark's Independent Service. This family-run shop in Chatsworth, California started in 1988. This ASE Blue Seal certified shop specializes in Volvo, Lexus, and Toyota vehicles. Mark is excited that he has a millennial service writer. He says hiring a millennial made a big difference in his company, and she and his wife recently fired Mark from the counter. And listen to him tell the story. He admits that he should have listened to his business coach and made changes in his company that were recommended sooner rather than later. And he strongly suggests to all shop owners to get a business coach and be honest and listen to the advice. Mark discusses his succession plan that has him, after 3 years, in the shop only 2 days a week. He's a member of ASCCA, finds time to run and work out. Mark Goldsmith integrated tablets in the bays 2 years ago, and he tells you the status of that change. There's so much more in this very warm and insightful interview with Mark Goldsmith. Now, here we go. It's nice to be with Mark Goldsmith from Mark's Independent Service in Chatsworth, California. Hey, Mark, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
Yes, I am, Carm.
Wow, we made it. We finally made it. Well, little technical difficulties, but we hooked up.
Yes.
Hey, what's Chatsworth, California like?
It's a nice town. It's close to the 118 freeway. It's like a horse town. People have horses, ranches, and stuff out here.
Okay,
and it's pretty nice country.
Yes. Do you own a horse?
No, I don't. I just have a house out here, and I've been living here for like 32 years in one place.
How long in the business?
Been in business since 1989.
Well, that's a long time.
Yes.
Has it all been fun?
Well, you know how it is in business. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of downs. And I enjoy being in business, and that's why I'm still doing it for this long.
So what makes Mark's Independent so unique?
Well, I specialize in Volvos since 89 until the last 3 years. And we really cater to the customer. We really help them out. Everything that they need, we do, and we do extra to every car that comes in, and people enjoy that. And that's why we're so successful today at this time.
You just mentioned ups, sometimes some downs. Where are we, in an up or a down cycle right now?
Right now, actually, it's an up cycle. We had some changes and business changes, and I've got a great crew, a great team. We're just looking for that one more person to connect on here. We just lost one other technician, and we're trying to connect another one.
So you lost a tech. Did that person leave on their own accord?
No, we left it on a business change because he was with us for 16 years, and he wasn't in our team system. He just was doing the things we wanted him to do, and it was time for just a business change for him.
So your gut kind of came up and said, we may have to make a change.
It was more than a gut. It was a lot of people telling me, and I finally decided it was time, especially when a very good friend of mine, Mitch Snyder, came in. We talked. We did a little drive to a meeting. He explained to me, two businessmen, you can't get out of a car in the freeway. We need to talk. And he knew what was going on, and that lit the light bulb, and a lot of, and my crew did it too. So it was time.
I understand. So on your service counter, describe that person to me.
I hired her a year ago, Colleen. She's the best thing that's ever happened. She's a millennium, and it's really hard to get used to a millennium, but I'm really getting used to it and the way she does things. But people love her, and they fired me from the front desk. It's the best thing I ever got it done. I'm a lot better now to my crew and to my customers. It's so much better.
Mark, who fired you?
Colleen. and well, basically my wife got involved, and my manager too.
Okay, take me to the day that this happened. Who whispered in your ear that said, get off that counter? Who did that?
My stress levels were getting really high, and I was losing customers, and we started listening to my phone calls, and it was to the point, yelling at people, getting nervous, and just, it was time. And I was just tired of coming to work then. I just didn't want to come to work because of that and the people and running the business. And it was time for me to step back. And I should have known this years ago. I've tried a lot of service writers. It just didn't work. Colleen's been fantastic. People love her. And I'd have her full reins, and she's been fantastic.
What's her magic?
She is, I think, being a millennium, and people understand her more than me, and she can talk to people, and people love her because she's so calm, and she just to the point with everybody. She's very good. It's just amazing how people react to her.
So Volvo treated you well, and you added Toyota Lexus how long ago?
About 3 years ago. See, we saw Volvo going down a little bit, and we were talking to the guys, all my customers had Volvos and Lexuses, and they always wanted to bring their car here because how well we took care of their Volvo. So we started doing that. Now we got, it's amazing how many cars, Volvos and Lexuses we're having, Toyotas coming in here now. And it's really nice when Volvos are slow, we have a lot of Toyota Lexuses come in. So it's been really good. It makes the slow periods better for us.
So go back to the day that you decided to become an entrepreneur, business owner, and dip your toe into the world of being in business. You remember that day?
Yes, I do. I do. I worked for one gentleman for 17 years, and I figured it was time because I was training his son, and I could see that was as far as I was going. So I remember finding my shop. It was a small shop, and I remember that day driving by it and looking at it and thinking, how are we going to get, you know, and just amazing. And the first day I opened up, I had 15 cars come in. It was only me and a helper from when the flyers we put out.
So you went home that night, and it was probably midnight. And you said, oh my God, could this be real?
Yes, it was. And all I could think about is feeding my family. I had one daughter then, and thinking, how are we going to do this? And I tell you, I've never looked back since. We've never had a problem. We've always paid our bills and good techs, and it's been great ever since.
When a business owner can say, I pay my bills, that is huge today.
Yes.
So tell me, when did you realize that you were leading the good life?
Well, it took a couple of years in business, but I have a problem with, I'm a hands-on person. I realized it could have been better if I would have backed away years ago and let not being in the trenches, helping the guys all the time and letting it go. But I mean, I never looked back. I always felt good. I would like talking to people. I loved just being here and helping people. When I fix a car, I just love it. It's in my blood. And I've been good for years.
Now, you know, Mitch, and you must have had a business coach mm-hmm. or two that probably told you this over and over again to do that. Mm-hmm. Didn't they?
Yeah, I did. I went through ATI. Malin Newton's fantastic. Now I'm with Ray. They're all fantastic. And they all said that. And I finally, after all these years, I'm finally doing what they're saying. That's how stubborn I am. And it's worked out fantastic.
Oh, so you admit that you've got a little hard stubbornness to you.
Well, like 99% stubbornness, yes. It's not.
that's a pretty high degree.
And I still today I do restore old Volvos on the side for customers. I have two I'm doing now, and I have one coming maybe first of next year when I finish these two.
I'm talking to Bud Houston, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Do you actually put products in the hands of the technicians?
Yes, absolutely. Anytime there's new product introduced, perhaps a new problem solver or a new technology, we keep that stuff on the van just because their local parts supplier may not have it available. And we think it's important to show them what's coming. And then seeing the part is really, especially with the new OEX, seeing the part and touching the part is something that changes perspective rather than just a piece of paper with a picture of the part.
Okay, so you put an OEX pad into the hand of a technician, and you've done this, I'm sure, hundreds of times. What do you see on their face when they see it?
You can tell they get it. You know, in our industry, there's technology that we use all the time that you look at, and you're like, that just doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to take your word that it works. You put an OEX brake pad in somebody's hand, and I just ask the question, why does this look so weird? And they're like, I bet it's to make it cool. They get it as soon as you put it in their hand.
So technicians holding your product and listening to your presentation, do you ever see the light bulbs go up? They raise their hand and says, boy, I've got a great idea for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not only does that happen, every time I'm with a group of guys, I solicit ideas. I'm like, listen, a lot of the stuff that I've shared with you originated in a bay somewhere where the technician said, you know what, if you could do this, it would be really cool. And so the stuff that I get, I send up, you know, to our engineering team and say, hey, could we do something like this? And there's things in the works, and there's some things that came out recently that originated in, hey, if you could do this, it would be helpful. Because at the end of the day, you know, I think Federal Mogul is known in every line to be a problem solver and not just solving a problem, but making an installation easier as well.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. So do you feel that you need a business coach just to hold you accountable?
No, I think every business needs a business coach, but to hold me, my service writer, accountable, because that helps us concentrate on the numbers, concentrate on how we're doing things. Because if we got that phone call at Friday, we're always worried about what he's going to say and what our numbers look like and what we're doing and how can we improve. It's so much nicer. And I go to every management class we can go to, we go to everything on here just to keep up on everything.
Is there anything you're struggling with right now?
Well, yes, it's finding a new technician.
All right.
And we're keeping up with technology. It's so hard. We just got back doing a 2-day class, and we're going to another class. I'm doing and we just got back from, you know, we did the Worldpac thing. Just got back from Arizona, the ASA classes, and then we just got back and we just did another EVAP class, and just keeping up with technology is really struggling with everything. And I buy every new tool that comes out for the new technology.
You know, you were reading my mind. I was going to ask you, what's the latest piece of equipment that you bought?
I just bought the new e-scan. It's fantastic. And but all new AC machines, and we're keeping on top. And of course, Volvo Vita is really rough, and I bought all our new stuff too to keep up with all the new Volvos.
Let's go back to the tech that you lost. What mm-hmm. have you done about trying to replace that person?
It's been rough. I put some ads out. I did have a guy come out, and we interviewed, we talked, and he just wanted more for his family that I can give him. So he decided to go to BMW, and that which the dealer gave him more than me.
So you're still looking.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm looking all the time. And I want to fill my bank up if I can, but it's kind of dry out here. And I'm just that one. See, people get scared because they see Volvo out there. A lot of people don't, they think they're really hard to work on, which they are, but it's just a machine. Anybody could work on it. You know, if you know electronics, you can fix these things.
Got it. I heard a great story. You got a 99 score on a secret shopper from Bosch.
Yes, that was great. He came in and you know, it was, he came in with the car and he just said, we did a complete inspection on it. He waited for it too. And then he was so personal. He came downstairs and I thought he was kidding with this. He goes, I'm a Bosch inspector. I said, wow. I said, okay, great. He goes, well, I'm inspecting your shop. So, and he said, we got a 99 out of 100. And the only reason why we didn't get 100 because we didn't put the Bosch service center in our spiel when he called. Other than that, we did everything right.
Well, speaking of Bosch, do you ever sit down and have meetings with your suppliers?
Yeah, Bosch comes in. We do have meetings with them. They want to know how things are going. And yes, we do. We always have with.
What do you tell them you need?
I tell them. The thing is, you know, with the suppliers, I like to see more classes, more electronic classes for the guys to sit through. And Bosch does have them, but sometimes they're just hard to get to because I prefer them on a Saturday and during the day for my guys to go. They did have them they did have Bosch classes, but now they don't have them anymore during the week. And I would send my guys to them in four days straight if I had to.
And when do they hold them if it's not during the week?
Well, now they would have them on the weekend, or it's hard to do it at night, but I do have, now I have a, we're doing classes in my shop on once a month on a Saturday. I got five techs and a teacher coming in on a Saturdays for 4 hours to work on the new equipment and all the new technology.
I'm impressed. It sounds like the learning culture inside of Mark's independent service is off the charts.
It is. Well, I give my guys, they have to do 40 minimum. And if they do over that, they get bonuses, and they have to show they do it. And they find something they want, I get paid for it, and I let them have it.
You pay for all the classes?
Every classes, and I pay the time they mess around with.
And 40 hours. Wow.
Yes.
Ever work with the high schools or the colleges to find yourself a tech?
Yes, I actually am. I forgot to put this on my sheet, but I am on the board of Pierce, and I have classes. All the boys come in here, and we do hands-on with the boys come here. And I actually hired one of the boys as a trainee. He's working today right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, is he the first that you've done in a while, or is this something you do?
He's the second. And I just started last year, and it's been working great. I go twice a year to Pierce, sit on there, go through the classes, help the boys out. And I kind of talk to them and see what they're doing and see what they want to do. And they really like it. So they come see really hands-on place with everything going on.
You know, with that great story about Bosch and, you know, your 99 score on that customer service thing, tell me the greatest memory you have of a customer service story.
Oh boy, there's so many. How can I tell you? There's this older lady. She had a big old S80. She's like 83 years old. And one day she hit a curb and she came in, she was crying. And she had no money. So I fixed her car with used parts for her. And I just gave her a deal on parts, everything else. And she's so happy. In fact, I got a letter from her this week saying she just had so much fun with us and the way we taught her that she had to give up her license last week.
Oh.
And she just wanted to let me know. But she was in her 80s. Now she's 85. But she was so happy that we cared about her. And I just knew that she was a nice lady and I took care of her.
That's an incredible culture that goes on inside the business. And obviously it comes right from you.
Yeah.
So you're the leader for your people when it comes to taking care of your customer.
Yes. And they catch on. My guys, they really do a lot of extra for people. When they do a big job, they'll stop and, you know, these plastic headlights, they'll do them for free. And my guys will clean them up and polish them. And the customer just loves that. And that's no charge on the big tickets. We do that too.
You got to be so proud of your people, but even more that they've been able to emulate the caring that you have.
Yes. Yeah. They, They're very good. I have a very good team, and they do watch me. And you know, they knew I stress, and they don't want me to stress. They try to stop the stress for me. That's the whole what they're trying to do.
Excellent. Hey, is there something that you've never done in life that you'd really like to do?
Yeah, I would love to skydive. I'll be honest with you, I'd love to jump out of a plane with a parachute. I've never done it though.
My daughter wants me to do that. And I got real close one day to saying yes, and I never pulled this trigger.
I got a friend that does it. She's a lady. She's done it 150 times so far, and she's lived through every one of them.
So our industry is so interesting, and it's changing every day. Autonomous cars, telematics, hydrogen. How do you see the future shaping up for you?
Well, it's gonna be hard, but we're gonna keep up with everything. We are taking electronic classes. The telematics now, that's a big issue with everybody right now.
Yeah, it's about who owns the data. I mean, the biggest overriding umbrella. What do you feel about that?
I don't think they should have it. I think our customers should keep the data themselves. I wouldn't have it out there myself. And that's why all these new cars. Everything's in there and they're watching you. You know, like Volvo has SPA. They know when check engine light comes on, they're going to send you a message. When you drive in their driveway, they're reading that car already. So it's amazing.
The next 5 years, where are you going to be?
I have an accession plan. One of my guys are buying the place. And so we're going to start an escrow first of the year. And I'm hoping 3 years from now, we're done. But I am going to stay here and help him 2 days a week. He wants that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And how long did this take to put together?
We're still working on it. That's the whole thing. Still working. It's going to be a tough thing. And he's a good kid. He has four kids himself, and he wants something to give to his kids.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Shop efficiencies, workflows. Are you using anything software related?
Well, we're using Mitchell One. We're watching it in Kukui as our website.
All right.
And you know, we have meetings once a week with the guys, and we show them the numbers, and we show them where our ups and downs are, and we talk about it. And it helps a lot, so the guys know everything. I don't hide anything from my guys. You know, and then we have a meeting once a month. It's an open concept meeting where everybody can talk about everything. If you do, what you do, why'd you do it, and there's no backstabbing. Everybody gets to talk about it and get it out in the open.
You know, for a young guy, you look pretty darn healthy. Do you work out at all?
Yes. I'm a fanatic. Me and my wife go out every morning and work out at a boot camp. And at night I go mountain bike riding or spinning and I do run.
So you're going to live to 100 at least?
I don't know about that. If I go, it's going to go fast, I hope. You know, but I enjoying life. We do take vacations. I enjoy my grandkids. I live for my grandkids.
How many do you have?
Just two. One's eight. My girl's eight and my boy's 13.
So give me some great advice about this whole physical fitness thing and your regiment. How did it happen? How are you so disciplined?
Well, it was 10 years ago. And I was overweight, 11 years ago. Yeah, it was fine. 11 years ago. And me and my daughters were doing this boot camp, and we decided, and they invited us for the first year anniversary. And, you know, so we said, we're going to support you guys. So we did it. And I ran like 6 miles for these guys. And I ran since high school, and that was just a couple of years ago. And everybody goes, my God, your sense of good health. But I couldn't walk for 3 days after that. And my wife goes, honey, let's join this. I said, you out of your mind? They make you run. But we did. That was 11 years ago. And to this day, we haven't missed for 11 years. And we're like with this one company, and we're doing great.
There's no doubt I have to do this, you know, which is why I guess I'm so curious to ask you, what do I have to do to have a good discipline?
Well, you know what it is? It's you have a wife that cooks your Biggest Loser and the diet book. And we're disciplined 5 days a week, but we do play on the weekends. I quit the drinking. I don't drink at all during the week. I have a beer on Friday and a couple on the weekends, but I do work out like 7 days a week, 6 to 7 days a week.
Man, I wish I can grow up to be like you.
It's hard.
Associations.
Yeah. ASCCA.
Okay.
I was a, I was a member years ago at Chapter 11. I was a vice president, chapter rep, the whole thing back then. And that dissolved. I was going to be the president, but I saw a lot of things happening with it. I decided to back off. And it took me years ago. Now I'm a member of Chapter 5.
Okay.
And they're trying, and it's a great association. It's one of the biggest chapters out in the valley. And it's in, and it's a lot of nice people, a lot of communication, you know, so we do a lot of stuff on there. So I try to go to everything.
Mark, so many shop owners out in California are really active in ASCCA. And I got to give you guys all kudos to stay, you know, tight and as a unit.
It is great because, you know, if you have a problem, you can call your association member and there's always and they help you. And I get a lot of phone calls from associated members and I call them when I have a problem. It's great because they trust you and they know who you are.
Are there any must attend events that you would recommend?
Yes. Well, ASCCA has conferences once a year for everybody. That's a must. I try to get to Sacramento, but I haven't gone there yet. But I think it's a must for all shop owners to talk to their legislators because what's going on here is really bad. And, you know, I know Gene Murrell, he's hot in this thing. I know him. He's in there 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, another guy, Rocky, he's fantastic. He's in there. He's trying to get me to join the big one. But I got so much going on, I have to lay back a little bit. But I think the first year I'm going to jump on the bandwagon and join in. With my association.
I met Rocky at Nace Cars, and ASCCA was having this little side cocktail party. So before I got on the airplane, I had about 2 hours to kill, so I got invited to go out and have a libation with the group. And I met Rocky, and of course, I had just interviewed Dennis, and I interviewed Dave Kusa, who's going to be your president next year. What an incredible organization. I just love that group. So you're getting out in 3 years, but if you put your little crystal ball, you know, in front of you and you know, you've got a successor planned, what kind of challenges do you think he's going to have?
It's going to be rough. It's going to be really rough. He needs a lot of, he's doing all the training now. And that's why he wants me here a couple days a week for that, helping with those challenges, which I am more than welcome to help me. He's such a nice kid. He's helped me all my years here. When he's been here, he's been here for over 10 years. And he has a good outlook, and I think he's going to do well. Customers like him. I'm going to let him talk to customers and everything. But it's going to be a telematics, electronics, all those things helping with, you know, it's going to be tough out there for him.
Did you just see in the news, Germany is outlawing all fossil-based cars by 2030?
Yes, and that's scary. And you know, I can't believe they're doing that, but it's going to happen too. It's going to happen.
All right, now I may not be around on the day that they said, what are we going to do with all this oil?
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
All right, so I'm a son of a good friend of yours. You were asked to talk to me because I want to open a shop. And he says, hey, you got to talk to Mark. Mark's been there, done that. He's a wise guy. He understands. What kind of advice would you give me?
Number one, get a coach and listen to your coach. Don't do what I did. If you listen to your coach and it's hard to do what the coach tells you, to get out of the bay, run your business, I think the business would thrive. And just be honest and never rip anybody off. Just do what you have to do to make it right and be honest, and I think you'll be great. I think your shop would be doing fine.
Okay, so you know, that's great advice. Now, but you just said the old 2020 story, you know, if you look behind me, I should have done this. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. The old woulda, coulda, shoulda story. Yeah. Why was it so hard? And why was it so hard for you? But why is it so hard for so many guys to realize that there's a better way?
It's hard. It's just in my blood. So I'm probably down there helping the guys thinking they're going to do something wrong, put my name out there and something's going to happen. But it took me so long to realize these guys are doing such a well job that people make mistakes. I understand that. I mean, no one's perfect, but my name's been out there for a long time, and they do a hell of a job for me. I just go out there and micromanage, which is dumb. I quit that a few years ago.
You mentioned a little while back that Colleen, your service writer, and your wife said, "Get out, get off the counter." Right? Is your mm-hmm. wife active in the business?
Yeah, she does the books. She comes in and does the books, the payroll, and stuff like that. But she has her other job as the grandkids.
Okay.
She picks up, take them to school, to all the sports events. That's her job. She loves that. And she loves working here. I think because of the big checkbook. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And her name?
Her name is Joanne. Yeah, she's fantastic. And she's actually, there's a story here. I don't know if you, but when I first opened my business, she quit this great job to help me. She has only 6 months and I'll go back. It's been since 89. She has not gone back.
What a great story. You hear that a lot. I mean, I don't think people give credit where credit is due to small business sacrifices.
Yeah, you're right. And but now, you know, she's one of the persons that kept us afloat. It's guaranteed, you know, because she's paid all the bills. She's done everything. And me, I just throw it in the drawer and not paying it. I hate paying bills. But she does it all. And we're a strong company now because of her.
It was part of her role, or you know, just what her makeup is to say, "Hey, Mark, we can't buy that. We can't afford that. What are you doing here? What are you doing there?"
You know something? She's never said that to me. I told her I need this equipment. And I said, "Honey, we got to have it." And then we buy it. And she goes, "Oh, that's another dust collector." but when you use that one time, it's not a dust collector in my eyes.
typical woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, any real great advice that you could think about over all the years you've been in business that you were given that really just stands up tall?
Like I say, the best advice I got from an old customer was to put a percentage away every week if you can towards your retirement and buying something, and just be straightforward with people. Never lie. Always be straightforward. And I've done that for years.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for being on. I know your time is so valuable, but actually you have more time now because you're not on the counter, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Can I throw one thing out there too?
Absolutely.
Well, I know we didn't get to some points, but if anybody has a problem, there's a book I think all shop owners should read. It's called Extreme Ownership.
Okay.
And that was two Navy SEALs that ran, you know, it's the same thing in our business. Paragraphs in this business, it looked like my business in his book.
Wow.
I couldn't believe what he was talking about. And I even gave it to my guys, showing what a team concept really does and how a link could cause a problem like what we had previously. And now the shop is up again 100% because we got rid of that. We fixed that on the team.
You're the second guest in probably 3 or 4 months that has mentioned that book. Whew, I better get it. I better get it and read it.
That book opened my eyes to a lot. I've written it twice so far just to thought I missed something. I love that book. And in fact, I might read it again. You know, we're actually going to Cancun for business. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I'm going to Cancun for a business for a couple of days. My wife's birthday, but there's a ASA conference out there. We're going to go to that.
Yeah.
We're going to go there. So it's going to be a blast. And then we're going to go to a conference in Europe for a WorldPAC cruise. We're going to do that too. So it should be fun.
Reading time.
Yeah. Reading time, I think. Yeah. It'd be fun. Just get away. No phone, anything like that.
Good. So. You enjoy going on trips with the wife, business trips?
Love it. We have a ball. We try to plan 5 to 6 a year, you know, and just go away just by ourselves. And we do take the grandkids sometimes because they can't stand it without seeing us for a week or so.
Oh, I bet you. Oh, I bet you. You guys are probably so much fun as grandparents. Yeah. What else what else would you like to talk about?
The digital tablets on cars.
Yeah.
The best thing it's come out. I've had them. I'm on my second year and they're amazing. It's the guys have everything in their fingertips, everything. They have the manuals in the thing. They have trouble code problems, everything. They can look up history on the cars. It's amazing how much more that we show customers that we sell and they understand with the videos and the pictures and everything.
So you're more productive.
Yes.
The customers get a benefit.
Yes.
Do you find the shops more efficient?
Well, they're a little slower checking the cars out because there's so many things you have to do on the tablets, but the end result is our numbers are up because of that. But I go nuts sometimes when they're doing 20 and 30 minutes, now doing 45 minutes to an hour on a car. But when they're selling a third more time, it's worth that 20 minutes.
Yeah, that old story about car count doesn't necessarily hold true, right? Yeah.
No, it does not. People think they need to know our cars. They're absolutely not right. And they need to be more efficient on the vehicles they're coming in.
All right, let's do a commercial for whoever it is, software that you're using. Whose software?
We're using Bolt-On.
Okay.
And I like them. There's a few out there. They're all really good. But I got involved with Bolt-On because it integrates my management system, Mitchell 1, very, very good, no problems. And so far, my customers call up and they love it, absolutely love it, especially the millennials. The younger crowd love it.
They want a picture. They want a text.
They don't want to call.
They don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it works out good because Colleen, she loves the texting thing, and I can't figure that out too much. But it's everything's text. She texts everybody, reminds everybody. I mean, she's on that thing. That thing's blowing up, so it's a lot of fun.
Do you give yourself credit for really all these latest, the hiring Colleen and then all the latest technology? Do you give yourself credit for being a techie?
Well, I was never a techie, but it's amazing. Now, when I walk in the shop, before we turn the coffee machine on, we got to turn 7 computers on before we even turn the coffee machine on. It's amazing. I can't believe it. But now it's all electronics and I'm enjoying it, it's amazing. And especially all the software we're doing now on cars, it's to fix a car. It's just freaking amazing.
Automotive service or automotive science?
I think it's science now. It was service. I think it's science now.
Would you be ever so bold as to put automotive science as a tagline in your logo?
I might. We're running things around because it is a science now. It is a science now because of all the work and all that stuff's going on.
Hey, I had a blast talking to you, man. You are a ton of fun. I can't imagine us partying together. You just...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm in.
Right.
I got to see you. You're going to be at Apex?
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm trying to get there. I have a couple things I got to do. I haven't registered yet, but I'm on the edge.
All right. Now, I know you've shared some great stories of wisdom for us, but can you give us some final, Mark Goldsmith words to live by?
I said it before. It's just that being honest.
Okay.
And just backing what your word is and help people out and they'll come back. That's how we do business here.
Hey, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Carm. I appreciate it. This has been great. A lot easier than I thought it was.
Well, we both did our homework.
Yeah, for
good,
sure.
Good, thanks.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining us. For an in-depth episode experience, don't miss the show notes for this episode with Mark Goldsmith. Find them exclusively on the show's episodes page, remarkableresults.biz/E165. I want to thank Mark for sharing his great stories and advice and paying it forward for the industry. You are an important reason I bring you these interviews, so you can profit from the answers found in each episode. So help spread the word via social or email. I'm grateful and thankful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.